I want to pray and just bless the nation before we do anything else. Amen. Yes. Heavenly Father, thank you. You are the King of the whole earth. You rule over the nations. You sit on your throne and you judge righteously. No one can mock you. No one can thwart your plans. No one can stop you. You are the mighty God. You have destined this nation. You put a destiny on this nation. And nothing shall stop the destiny that you placed upon this nation. We praise you for it, God, in Jesus' name. We bless your church in this nation. We bless this church. We thank you for each one of them. Each one is a vital part, an important part, an important player here on the earth for such a time as this. So thank you, Heavenly Father. Pour into our hearts today, our whole spirit, soul, and body, that which you know we need today. And we thank you, all of us, will come out of this place at a higher level than when we came in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Johnny, you kind of did my intro, brother. We are living in the craziest time of our life. Hallelujah. It's crazy. We do not realize all that's going on right now on planet Earth. But we're going to realize here soon. I believe a great exposure is coming. I believe it's going to shock even me. And I know it's coming. There's going to be an exposure of evil in high places that will make everybody drop their jaws. And it's going to be worldwide, not just the USA. So you watch it happen. It's about ready to happen. I think in the next 24 hours, something is going to happen. Hallelujah. So on the one hand, you know, our spirits are leaping, but your flesh is like, you know, your flesh is nervous in the service. But I want us to live out of the fullness of the Spirit of God that's inside us. We sang about him. He's never been defeated, undefeated. And that's who I am in him, undefeated. That's who I am in Christ, undefeated. And we sang in that song, I am seated in heavenly places. Do you know what that means? You would really learn it in our In Christ course. That means that you are seated with Christ Jesus, a joint seating at the right hand of God, which is the highest place of authority in the universe under the God who sits on his throne. Hallelujah. And the authority that he has at Father's right hand has been invested in you that you might carry on his will on the earth with his authority. Now, that's for people that's just head knowledge, you'll never walk in that. That has got to become a living reality in you. Yeah. That's got to be something that you don't even hesitate. You know it like 2 + 2 = 4, and my name is Steve Shank. That's how you have to know it. Hallelujah. But today, I believe God is going to impart into you what you need for about what we're about ready to enter into worldwide. Yeah. I don't know how much of this I want to talk about. No, not all of it. Not all of it. There is a global, gigantic, demonic attempt to control really every human being on the earth. And that's true. A month ago, I was in Mexico. I know I've been in Mexico a lot. I don't know them as well as these two that were raised there, but I've been in Mexico a lot. And I was ministering in Mexico a month ago, and I was shocked the amount of fear on the people. I didn't think they'd be where we are. They're right where we are. I saw Mexican guys out in public. Listen, I don't care your view on this. I'm not being disrespectful to you, amen? And I'm not at all. But I saw Mexican guys out in public that were dressed in so much protective gear, had giant respirator filters with a shield over their face, and I was surprised to feel the amount of fear in Mexico. It may have been greater than here. And that really shocked me. And I said, this is demonic. This is a demonic thing. And then I heard 2 weeks ago Dr. Fauci say, well, it was a month ago now, that we're going to be in this till all these restrictions till at least the fall of 2021. And I said, no bueno. That's no good. And then if you studied at all who Bill Gates, the big money man, is, he's behind all the vaccines. He's the major funder of the World Health Organization. And I watched him on video say, we'll be in this till at least 2022 or until all the world gets vaccinated. I said, no, senor, no. No. There's something behind all this. I know. Some of us have God's brought us through COVID. Some of us, God has brought us through COVID. So I know that's a real deal. I have all my thoughts on that. You don't want to hear all my thoughts on that. That's my thoughts on all that. From the beginning of it. From the beginning, it's sinister. Yes, sir. It is. So, here we are, church. Yay. Here we are. The mightiest, most important people on earth are you. Yes, yes you are. Yes. If you don't know you are, you don't know who you are in Christ. Yeah. The most protected people on the earth are you. Yeah. The greatest army surrounds you. Your Lord is the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the angel armies. Hallelujah. It may look like you're surrounded, but that's who you're surrounded by. The angel armies of God. These angels, I don't even know when they were created. They're way older than you. These angels have experience. They're thousands of years, thousands upon thousands of years old. They've never disobeyed their commander. That amazes me right there. That gives me hope. Hallelujah. Wow. That's who we are. That's our Father. And that's where He has us. So today, I want there to be a complete banishment of all fear. Yes. Now listen to me. I say that in light of what's coming. Because what's coming may be head spinning. Hello? What's coming may make your eyes get a little bit bigger. I was talking to somebody. I talked to so many people, I don't even remember who I've talked to. And they were talking about flight or fight. I said, flight's not my problem. Fight's my problem. And sometimes I have a tendency to fight in the flesh, and that does not work the righteousness of God. I get fleshly mad. My wife can say amen. She's my biggest calmer downer. Well, other than the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So, we walk this out in the Spirit, but we walk it out in the power of God. Amen. And we trust God. God, help me view it like you view it. Help me see it like you see it. And help me respond like you're responding. And help me never lose sight of the fact that victory is ours. No matter what happens, what looks like is happening, and there's so much corruption in high places of government right now, you would be shocked. You're going to be shocked because a lot of it's going to be exposed. Come on, Jesus. He sits on His throne judging righteously, and He shall do it. Hallelujah. Come on now. And you know what's going to help us? We're not going to have faith in man. When all this is exposed, if you had any faith in any man, it's going to go right down the drain. Yay, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yay, God. Hallelujah. So I could go on a long time in that vein, but I don't want to. About 3 weeks ago, and my wife can testify this too, I'm a good sleeper, usually. And about 3 weeks ago, at about 2 to 2:30 in the middle of the night, here's what I heard. Brave! And I went, and I knew it was in the Spirit, but it was so loud and startling, it almost seemed audible. And for about 5 seconds, I listened in my house to make sure there wasn't some whatever in my house. And I thought, nope, that's what I thought. That was God. I said, okay, Lord, I'll take that up with you when I wake up. I told you I was a good sleeper. He didn't say, be brave. He didn't say, you are brave. He didn't say, I'm brave. He said one word, brave. So before I went back to sleep, I thought, I'm going to look that up with as many dictionary definitions as I can. And so I did. So here it is. You ready for these definitions? These will bless you. These are right out of like common dictionaries. Brave. Ready to face and endure danger and unpleasant conditions or behaviors with courage and without showing fear. I said, that sounds like who I am in Christ. Hallelujah. I like that. I take that brave word. That's a word for me and you. That's a now word for the body of Christ. Brave. Let me read it again. That's such a good definition. Ready to face and endure danger and unpleasant conditions or behaviors with courage and without showing fear. Yay, God. Yeah. Let's do the next one. Not cowardly or timid, but bold, daring, and dauntless. Now, I thought I knew what dauntless meant. I was pretty close. Dauntless means you cannot be intimidated or stopped. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You cannot be intimidated or stopped, brother. Amen? Yeah. Well, how can you say that about yourself? I'm a man in Christ. I am a man who has been in Christ dead. Yeah. Christ and I live this thing out together. I got two people living in me, me and him. That's how we do this. Listen to the next one. The admirable or admirable, however you want to pronounce that, quality of being able to challenge, confront, and defy frightening things. I thought, who wrote these dictionaries? I'm like, man. Let me read that one again. Wow. The admirable quality of being able to challenge, confront, and defy frightening things. Now listen to me. This is the way we want to live from now on. 2020 threw us a curveball. It threw us a curveball. Okay. After a while, I start hitting curveballs. That was me in baseball. After a while, throw me about 100 curveballs, and I'm hitting the curveballs. Well, we've had a year to hit the stupid curveball. Amen? So we're not going to keep messing with that. We're not going to. Well, Pastor, you know, how many of us are there? It doesn't matter how many. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I learned years ago, God does much with little, most with least, and everything with nothing. Hallelujah. What was here before he created? Zippo. Amen. So come on. And you watch him all through Bible history. He doesn't need 500 million saints. Hallelujah. There's a lot of talk about the remnant now. And I go, well, I'm in that. I'm in the remnant. I don't know where you are. I'm in it. Yes. How are you in it? I choose to be in it. How are you in it? I say yes to it. How are you in it? I say, Lord, I'm not backing up. I'm going forward. He's got to keep me, hold me down from being an unrighteous fighter. That's my problem. But yeah, I'm in the remnant now. Amen. I'm in the army now. Are you with me? God's remnant army. Hallelujah. How's he always worked? He does much with little. We could go through a whole Bible list. Samson. Wow. I've thought of Samson a lot of times. This is not Bible story fiction that you read to your kids. In one battle, he killed 1,000 enemy soldiers with the jawbone of a donkey. Good night, my mom used to say. Good night. He's covered with blood. I bet he's got blisters on that donkey hand. And at the end, here he is. He's probably snorting blood bubbles from his enemy. Come on, let's get real. Where we're at as a nation and a world right now is not, it's no bueno in the natural. It's worse than you think. I'm telling you, it's worse than you think. But God. Yes. But God. And that's always been the case. But God. But God. And God doesn't need many. He would like many. But he just needs a few. And we're that few. Amen? Yeah. Amen, amen. How about Esther for such a time as this? We know her story. Wow, we're going to meet her in heaven. Wow. Yay. How about Esther? We know her story. I've told recently, Elisha and his servant, they were surrounded by the whole Syrian army. But God. God does much with little. But God. And where were his angel armies? Oh, they're surrounding the Syrian army. It may look like you're surrounded, but you are surrounded with angel armies. Yes. Your enemies do not know what's about ready to hit them. Hallelujah. Come on, God. That's our God. Gideon. We could just go through the whole Bible. Gideon. God says, that's too many. He whittles them down. 10,000, that's too many. He whittles them down. He gets them down to 300. He said, now I'm ready to go. Hallelujah. See, we got to look at things like God does. Amen. How about David? I was watching you, Brother Evan, worship today, and I thought of David. Are you about 17? You're getting close, aren't you?
17 in November.
There you go. Well, you're coming around the bend. You're coming around the bend. So we got a national battle going on with Israel and the Philistine nation. That's a big deal. I mean, whoever goes down is either going to all be slaughtered or be slaves the rest of their life. That's a big deal. So, you got one guy that's intimidating everybody. And he's been trained to be a warrior from his youth. This is not a joke. There were giants back in that day.
Yeah.
There were. This one was about 9'6". I played a little bit of college basketball. I never went against a 9'6" guy. I mean, his head is right under the rim, pretty much. And Israel's trained soldiers are in fear. They're in quarantine. Yes, amen. They're not going out to defy. They're not brave. They are not brave. Here comes a young worshiper of God, about like Evan. And he looks around and goes, what in the world is happening? Now, he's not being cocky. He's not being proud. You know what he's being? He's being who he's learned to be in his God. Where did he learn that? Times of worshiping God on the hillside with sheep. Hallelujah. Time spent with God. God rubbed off on him, and he's raring to go. So he said, what's up? And they said, well, the champion, quote, the champion of the Philistines has put out a challenge. And he says, he'll do battle with one of us. And whichever one loses, the rest is their history. David said, what? Don't we have a covenant with God? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He doesn't have our God. Before the battle starts, I already know how it's going to end. That's basically what David said. And you know the whole story. I'll save time. You know the whole story. Here he goes. David ran into the fray. He ran. Now, too many people are running the other direction. The fear in Mexico shocked me. I'm just going to be really blunt about it. It shocked me. I said, no bueno. No bueno. Amen. Dr. Fauci, I'm not listening to you. With all due respect, sir, I'm not taking your report. And Bill Gates, our commission has not changed. No matter what plague, virus, or anything else comes in the future, our commission has not changed. Amen. We are the hope of the world. Well, it's Christ. But we're the carriers of Christ.
Yes.
Amen? The hope of the world is the gospel. I was talking in a coffee shop the other day to some people about our first trip to India. Man, in the natural, it looked bad. I'm looking at all manner of disease. I have never seen so much disease. I'm looking at lepers. And I'm like, That was my first missions trip. Never been to Mexico, Canada. I said, where am I? I'm in a movie. I got people with all manner of deformities, diseases, blind, deaf, dumb. I said, God. And my good brother that's in heaven, Pastor Gary Bergen, he preached the first night. I got behind the platform in open field on my face. I said, God. And I'm thinking, what are we going to do with these thousands of people mired in poverty? Poverty is of the devil. If you don't believe me, come with me and go to India. And I'm on my face in the dirt. And God says to me as clear as a bell, I didn't expect it, what are you doing? I thought, uh-oh, I'm doing the wrong thing. I'm doing the wrong thing, you know. My lightning fast mind. Uh-oh, I'm doing the wrong thing. So I quit praying. My prayer was kind of like one of those desperation, oh God, kind of prayers. And I got quiet, and he spoke again. He said, get up, go back, sit on the platform, enjoy the preaching, and watch me work. Now, I traveled for 42 hours and slept 1 hour, and we're preaching. I'm 29 years old and felt 109. I mean, you get punch drunk after you've been going like that. You're like, you're ready to hit anything. And you don't even know where you're at. So Brother Gary preached. Here they came. He invited every sick person, which was about everybody. Thousands for us to lay hands on. I had eight people like you, well equipped, ready for the situation. And I spread them out in front like we do. I came over here with a translator. Now, you got to know how tired I am. I can't even explain it. My first two guys are completely deaf India men. And thank God I'd read the Bible a lot. I just did what I read in the Bible. I did like this. In Jesus' name, be opened. And the guy went like this. And then my translator started talking, and they're talking back and forth. The man, the deaf man. And I'm going. So when I got through talking, I said, brother, to my translator, ask him again. He came tonight. He was totally deaf, and now he can hear. My translator looked at me like, what is wrong with you? So he did what I asked him to do, and the guy went like this. That means yes in India. That's like this. You know what I said? How about that? Aren't you glad you got two people living in you? Yes. It was the other one that did it. Now, hallelujah. Once again, I relied on my lightning quick mind. I thought that worked so good for the first guy. I'm going to do it the same way with the second deaf man. The guy standing right beside him. I did that. The Lord gave him his hearing instantly like that too. I was like, I'm not quite as tired now. Hallelujah. Come on now. That's our God. He lives in you. He lives in you. He lives in you. He lives in you. He lives. He lives. Jesus is alive in you. He's alive in me. Come on now. So here we go. I'm telling you, it's going to rock and roll. Hallelujah. You got to dig the rod out before you replace it. Can I hear an amen?
Yes. Amen.
So here we go. What's your word? Brave. What is my word? Brave. Brave. So here we got Evan's look-alike, David, about the same age, and dauntlessly, without being intimidated or frightened, he ran right at that 9'6", and you know the story. And man, I can see that like embedding in that dude's forehead. Yes. That hurt. He drops and the dust scatters. The enemy is like, oh no. And Evan David takes the giant sword, which weighed, you can read in the Bible how much that weighed.
And
oh boy. Here we go. That sparked the other guys. Come on. Now, who's going to spark the body of Christ right now?
Come on.
Yeah.
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 Come on.
Let's go.
Right. Hallelujah. Usins. Amen. Usins. Hallelujah. When I was in India, in Mexico last month, the second town we ministered at, they're all sweet. These guys know that you are them. They're all so sweet. I love the Mexican saints. Man. So we're eating at a big table, and, you know, I'm just finding out how much fear they all were in. And we're not wearing masks. No offense to anybody that wears a mask. God bless you. You, hallelujah. No offense at all. But they said to me, and I didn't even know what they were talking about. They said, Pastor, you're so relaxed. I thought, well, I usually am. Unless I get in the flesh, I'm ready to fight something. You know, I usually am, and it didn't even dawn on me what they were talking about. It didn't dawn on me what they were talking about. So later they said, you know what they were talking about? Like, they didn't sense any fear on you over COVID. And I'm like, whoa. I know it's real. Everybody hear me right. But listen, I preach in Calcutta, India, where every known disease to man is rampant in the streets. Now, come on. This is the world we live in. How are we going to live? How then shall we live? How are we going to live? I've already determined. Brave.
Yeah.
Amen? Brave, 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 brave. I'm not talking about being stupid. Amen? I'm not talking about putting the Lord your God to a foolish test, you know. Watch me hold these rattlesnakes, you know. Watch me drink this battery acid. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about going forth and doing the work of the Lord. Living the life of the Lord. In front of our oikos, our circle of influence, our community, our neighborhood, where we work, where we go. Come on, come on, come on. And just be us. Just be us. And that will impact our communities, our neighborhoods. That will impact our workplace. That will impact our state. And eventually, that's going to impact the nation in Jesus' name. Now, when you get mocked, just grin. God has graced me over that. I've been cussed, spit at, preaching the gospel, witnessing to people. I've been cussed, spit at, given the finger, and raw eggs thrown at us, rocks thrown at us. And I'm... That's just the grace of God. I just give him a big grin. Because I know. I already won. We win. Get out of the losing team you're in and come over here and join the winning team. Hallelujah. But let's be who we are in Christ. Let's be who we are in Christ. In big situations and little situations. This wasn't a little situation to the lady. But we had a little situation last week. My wife had an appointment there in Estes Park where we live, and the lady, so I'll meet you there at the lady's shop. And we got a coffee first, so we pulled up. We were a little bit early, 10 minutes early. We're sitting out in the parking lot, nobody else out there. It's in front of her shop, and I got really good physical ears. And I'm thinking, I am hearing little kids. But I'm looking around in my car. We're sitting in the car. I don't see anybody. I look in my rearview mirror, no little kids. I'm like, what is this? So I'm listening again. I can hear it. I happen to glance at our side rearview mirror that on the passenger side where she was sitting, and I see the shop lady had slipped on ice. She's late 60s, and she's crying, making like a high-pitched cry, and holding the back of her head. I said, hi, Chandler, it's Susan. We didn't even ask each other what we're going to do. We hopped out of the car, and I get on the ice slick, and there she is. She's set up by this time. I said, I'm going to pray for you, and put my hand on the back of her head, and I just let it rip. And when I got through, I said, in Jesus' name. You know what that lady said? In Jesus' name. Thank you, sir. I said, scoot on your hiney and get off the slick thing, and then I'll help you up over here on the concrete, okay? You know what she said? Crying, still crying. I did this 2 days ago, and I have a concussion. Yeah, yeah. Big deal to her, huh? So I help her up, walk her to the shop place. She goes, I'm starting to feel better already. I said, let me look at your eyes. Show me your eyes. She showed me her eyes. You know, I've played football enough to know when you got a concussion or when your bell is wrong. That's what we used to call it. He got his bell. He really got his bell wrong. Well, she really got her bell wrong. I said, ma'am, your eyes look good. Your eyes look good. Oh, thank you. Thank you for praying for me. Come on now, that. You know, when I checked my emotion level, I stayed like right in the middle. I didn't get like overexcited. I didn't get like, knock-kneed or lots of adrenaline or anything. Just did what we do. That's what we do. That's who we are. Amen? That's who we are. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to quit here real quick. And let us just have a time of, let's just seal this up inside of us and live in the spirit of brave. I don't even know if that's even right, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right.
Live in brave. He didn't say be brave. He just said brave. Now, I'm going to challenge you a little bit here, okay, to help you, to help us all. Review your actions over the last year from mid-March 2020 and be brutally honest with yourself. Would you place yourself by your actions in the brave category? Now, I know we were all challenged at first, but I'm talking about the overall year. And now I'm going to turn this coin over. Also, how many church leaders, pastors, would the church members look back on them and say they set a brave example for 2020? Come on, my fellow church pastors. Slap you around a little bit. Hallelujah. Come on, guys and gals. It's time for the church to be the church, the pastors to be the pastors, the leaders to be the leaders, the evangelists to be the evangelists, all of us to get on the stick, as we used to say in sports. It's time to get on the stick. It's time to get with it. Amen. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen in 2021. Down, boy. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know how I'm going to live it. I know how I'm going to live it. I'm going to live it in that spirit of brave. I'm going to believe God every day for opportunities to demonstrate the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Little ways, big ways. Every which way.
Yeah.
Amen? Notice, I read these right after, this was right after, in the middle of the night, God said brave to me. I read these two letters that were, I don't remember where I read them, in two articles. One is from a woman that's a Christian in America. She's a church member in America. She says, that, quote, it really bothers me to see well-known pastors sit silent as our country is going through such turmoil. I amen her there. They have such a huge platform with which to reach people and get the truth out there. I am ashamed for them. And little do they know that being silent will cause many of their followers to question their integrity and worth. Selah. And then this one from a national writer. This is a man. Boy, he's salty here. Months ago, I said pastors, priests, and other religious leaders should stand up in their houses of worship and confess their lack of courage and resign their positions. Confess that they are unworthy to lead their congregation. Now listen to this last part. And ask for the most brave to step forward and take over. I go, there's that word again. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I actually agree with both of them. Hallelujah. Now, my wife and I, when we were young believers, we said, God's either a liar or he never can lie. One of her favorite scriptures is, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, shall he not do it? Has he spoken, shall he not make it good? From the book of Numbers. And we said when we were young, either the whole Bible is true or none of it is. Either the promises of God are true and I can stake my life on them. Anywhere I go on planet Earth, that promise of God is good for me. Anywhere. Or then I can't trust John 3:16. I can't trust Romans 10:9 and 10. I can't trust any salvation verse.
That's right.
So heaven is not a secure thing for me. But it is a secure thing for me.
Yes.
The same God that gave me the promise of eternal life, all of his other promises are true. Yes and amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes and amen. All right. The first verse I flip to. And I don't read this verse much. Not because it's a bad version. Contemporary English version of the Bible. It's just not one of my go-tos. I flip almost like Bible roulette. You ever done that before? I flip this open and listen to Joshua 1:9. This is God speaking to Joshua when they've gone over and they're ready to possess the promised land that is full of giants, full of obstacles, full of demons, full of challenges. Amen. Jericho was there. And here's what God said. This is God speaking to them. I've commanded you to be strong and brave. That leaped off the pages at me and was like, I just heard that from you, God. Now this version says, I have commanded you. What do you do as a command? Well, it's like, well, that settles it. And God doesn't command you to be anything that he doesn't give you the grace to be. That would be unjust. He's not an unjust God. I have commanded you to be strong and brave. Now listen to the next part. Don't ever be afraid or discouraged. You know what I look at that? There's grace for that then. There, I can walk in that.
Yeah.
Don't ever, 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 ever be afraid or discouraged. Ooh, hallelujah. I like that.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Now he tells you why. I am the Lord your God, and I will be there to help you wherever you go. That's the testimony of my life for the last 67 years. I have been in situations, oh, dear me. And I would remember, no. God, we got this. You're with me. Yay, hallelujah. I don't know what to do, but you do. You're the know-it-all. You know the next step I should take. You know how I should proceed. Yay, God, here we go. I refuse discouragement. I refuse to be afraid. Are you with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now make that your word or you won't have it when you need it. You won't have it when you need it. You'll kick into the flesh. I already know that because that's what I've done in the past. But you get these and you get them in you and you hold on to them and your soul is anchored in these. Guess what's going to come out? Because you are going to be challenged.
Yeah.
There are giants in the land, Joshua. Guess what's going to come out? My God is with me. Evan David, that's what David knew. My God is with me. You watch. You know what David said? Goliath tried to intimidate him. We'd say in sports, he trash talked him. He said, who are you, you little runt? What are they sending out a little runt like you against me? You come out with your sticks and stones. Ha, 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 ha. I'll tear you limb from limb. That's basically what he said. You know what David said? Who are you to mock and defy the God of Israel? This is Evan David. He's getting that stone ready, man. And you know what he said? He trash talked him back. He trash talked it. God can trash talk to his enemies. And you know what he said? He said, I will have your head and we will feed your soldiers, your Philistine soldiers, to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. And I will cut your head off.
Yes.
Whoa! Now listen, I remember when I was 16, I was really bashful. Wasn't I? You dated me. The only time I came unglued was on the sports field. I was like Jekyll and Hyde. You get me on the sports field, I am like a swirling hive of bees. I am all elbows, knees. I'm striking you. And then after the game was over, here I am again. Is that right, Chandler? She could tell you stories about me. Oh, boy, I was hard to live with then. If my team won, we were celebrating, and we'd go out and celebrate. If my team lost, you didn't want to be around me. No celebration. Don't talk to me. Pastor, that's stupid. I know it was stupid. Men without Christ are stupid. They are. And even the high money echelon men without Christ, they are stupido. And I tell you what, God is about ready to show this. Yay, God. Hallelujah. Yay, God. Yay, God. Now let's wrap this up. As Pastor Brandon says, let's land this plane. That was Joshua 1:9. Now, listen from the Contemporary English Version, Proverbs 28:1. Boy, I know that. That's Brandon on my heart. The King James says, the wicked flees when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. That's Proverbs 28:1, the King James. Listen to it from the CEV, Contemporary English Version. Wicked people run away when no one chases them. But those who live right are brave as lions. Hallelujah. Those who live right, walk in righteousness. Hallelujah. Now you got to display that bravery righteously. Amen. The righteous are bold as a lion, and their boldness is righteous. They walk in righteous boldness, righteous braveness. I think you're going to have a follow-up message on this. I could be very wrong, but I don't think I am. Hallelujah. Then listen to 1 Corinthians 16:13, Contemporary English Version. Keep alert. Isn't that something? God can give you like one word, and it really affects you. He gave me that one word 3 weeks ago in the middle of my sleep. Here he gives you two words. Keep alert. Keep alert. Be firm in your faith. What's that mean? What's firm? You're not moving me. You're not shaking me. Throw rocks at me. Throw eggs at me. Give me the finger. We had lit matches thrown at us one night when we were preaching on Pearl Street Mall. Like, and then I'd pray in tongues. That's the only thing that would keep me from one of my good preacher buddies. I've told you this before. It's that same night. They spit a big goober of out of their throat, snotty goober. Hit my preacher man right on the forehead. I'm like, God, help him. Because I knew him. He could go to jail. If he let his unrighteous anger come out, it's this person's done. And so I'm praying quietly for him, you know. I'm like, it all happened so fast. I saw it, and I'm like, oh, God. You know what my brother did? You know what my brother did? He went like this. Oh, and I'm watching him, and I'm thinking, he's not submitted to the Spirit yet. But he's trying to get there. He went like this. And then he flowed in the Spirit. I'm like, I didn't want to bail him out of jail. It's been a long night for me. Keep alert. Yes, sir. Be firm in your faith. Yes, sir. Now, here's Contemporary English Version. Stay brave and strong.
Yeah.
I like that. Stay brave and strong. Yes, sir. Stay brave and strong. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, you need to go back and read those dictionary definitions of brave again and insert yourself in there. This is me. This is me. This is me. As I rely on the other one that lives in me, see, it's not by my might, not by my power, not by my willpower. I had strong willpower, didn't I, Chandler? My parents used to say, that's the most stubborn boy I've ever seen. That's not good unless you get that submitted to the Lord. Amen? Then it's a good thing. 1 Corinthians 16:13. So, are we willing? Are you willing today, I already know you are, to make a dedicated decision to be counted in the brave company of God from this day forward?
Yes.
Are you willing to make a dedicated decision now, this morning, to be an active participant in the army of the brave. You're going to get chances. I like them. You're going to get opportunities. It could be little. That was little for me to go pray for that lady. That wasn't little for her. I didn't even know that. She just had a concussion 2 days before. But are you willing for opportunities like that? I know you are already. I know you are. Amen. Yeah. And I know some of you are saying, you know what? I need this brave anointing. Whatever this is, however God imparts brave, I need it. Well, we all need it. Amen?
Yes.
We all need it. Here's what I believe. He's in there. He is brave. He's just ready for you to take hold of him, the brave one, and to have an active faith to be brave. Amen? Spirit conquers flesh every time. I'm telling you, it's the truth. My life is a testimony of that. Spirit conquers flesh every time. I don't care what your fleshly tendencies are. I don't care what your fleshly nature is. I don't care what your fleshly weaknesses are. I don't care what any of that is. If we'll make a dedicated decision, I am going to let the brave one infuse me with bravery.
Yes.
You'll show it forth. You'll show forth the kingdom of God. People start saying about you, man, she's relaxed. I didn't even know what that meant. I didn't know what they were talking about. I'm like, well, we're eating, you know. I didn't know I was supposed to be on guard or anything like that. But they weren't talking about that. They were watching me. Guess who's watching you? We love all of our neighbors. We pray for our neighbors. Should I say this, Jim? Well, we've got some right to step with us. Let me put it that way. We got some other ones. We're going this way, and they're going this way. And guess what? We want to be the kingdom of God to them. I don't want to isolate myself from them. That's who needs Jesus. That's who we're sent to. Amen? You're going to have challenges. Now, I guess I'm going to end where I started. I'm telling you, get ready. Get ready. The next 2 weeks in particular. You thought that capital thing a couple of days ago was weird? You ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, boy. And the lies are going to be thick. The misinformation is going to be thick. And, spend as much time as you can like David. I know you don't got sheep. I don't either. I got elk behind my house. We came home the other day in our car, and it's like 3 o'clock. We had 100 elk blocking our driveway. No, I'm not kidding you. And I'm like, and I like the elk. But we're like, I told my wife, I think, now, Pastor Steve, don't put the Lord your God to a foolish test. I won't. But they're not in mating season, and they're not calving right now. So they're calm. I think I can get to where I can, like, walk through. I was tempted. But spend time like David did with his sheep. That's how he didn't just have a confession of boldness. He didn't just have, well, I know what the Bible says. He didn't just have that. It was permeating his whole being.
Amen.
And when the challenge came, man, he ran at the enemy. Oh, that's brave. That's what we're talking about. Amen? Are you with me?
Yes.
All right. What do we need to do? Let's bow our heads just for 30 seconds. Amen? Just bow our heads. However you do this, however you want to do it. I don't care if you want to be quiet, say it internally, say it quietly, say it out loud. But just make a quality, definite decision. I am not going one more day with, I don't even know how to say it, curveball restriction, junk garbage affecting my whole spirit, soul, and body. I'm not going to do it. Amen? And I'm not talking about getting in sin. I'm not talking about doing stupid things. I'm talking about making a quality decision in your heart to walk in this brave. Amen? To walk in this brave. Count me in, Lord. I'm in, Lord. I'm in, Lord. I'm in, Lord. infuse me every day with what you mean by brave. Whew, hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Father, I thank you for all the testimonies I can feel are about ready to happen. Many testimonies are going to accrue from your people here, from the young, the old, and the in-between. Hallelujah. From all personality types, the guys that prefer not to ever speak and the guys that will not shut up. Every personality type. Testimonies that display you, that display your glory, that help change our towns, our communities, our neighborhoods, in Jesus' name. Changing the culture for your glory. Changing the nation for your glory. Hallelujah. God, for me, myself, I trust you to keep me out of unrighteous anger. I really do. I know there's a righteous anger. I've moved in that too. But I trust you, God. Keep me out of fleshly anger. Please, I trust you, and you will do it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.